Hello.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance. Somebody requested a callback from this number. May I speak with the person who requested that call? How may I help you?
I was calling to start a new claim.
Okay. Unfortunately, our computers are down at the moment, ma'am. You could either call us back or we can request a call back for you once the computers are up. Which one do you prefer?
Can you request a call back?
Yeah, may I have your social security number?
422-27-3940.
Okay, what's your first and your last name?
Keisha Blackwell.
Okay. And your date of birth and your driver's license and ID?
10-12-87-767-1923.
Okay. That's not the ID we have on file, ma'am. Did you get another Alabama license or ID?
What number y'all got on file? But that's my driver's license number.
Can you repeat that for me one more time? 767-1923. Yeah, that's not what I
said. 767-1923.
Okay, when was the last time you filed for unemployment?
I haven't filed.
When was the last time filed? You've never filed?
I've been employed with the same employer for 15 years, so no.
Okay.
Because I had called before, because they had sent me a letter saying, something about an unemployment claim. But like I say, I've never filed unemployment.
Okay. So what you might have to do, ma'am, is look into it and see, what happened with that claim. So the claim
was
filed.
Is there a claim number or something?
No, but I can give you a date.
Let me get a piece of paper.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so the claim number, the date of the other claim was February 28, 2021.
February 28, 2021.
Yeah. And they, are you sure you didn't file? Okay. But so.
The only time that I've been out of work is when I've been on leave of absence, and I went on leave of absence this year.
Was it in February?
I've been out. No, I went on leave of absence in March. I mean, in April.
Okay, so did you try to file unemployment at that time? No.
No, I was on medical leave. No. And then I went back, and then I've been out since June. And then my employer told me today when I went to them, they gave me the paper with the information. And that's when I tried to go online, and it didn't let me do it online. It told me to contact, but then it said that that there was high call volume. So that's when I just requested a callback.
Okay, so what you might need to do is to call this number and find out about that claim from February 28th, 2021. Okay, and that number is 800.
Hold on, I just got my notebook. 800.
392-8019.
And I have a question. Is that office already closed?
Yes.
And was anything paid on that claim?
I don't know, ma'am. They could tell you more about that than I can. Okay. I just know that there was one. Okay. And you mentioned that you had never opened one. That's why, and the driver's license is different.
Hold on. Let me look at my...
The driver's license is different than what you mentioned.
Yeah, because the driver license that I have now was issued in 2020. So even if I had a file, if I had a forgot that I filed something, mm-hmm. that's not my driver's license, whatever they have
right.
on file.
Right. What's your mother's maiden last name?
Ellis.
What's her last name?
Her maiden
last name. Yes, ma'am.
Ellis.
Okay. Was it Breswell?
Breswell is her married name. Breswell is not her maiden name.
Okay. So so that doesn't match either. So the driver's license doesn't match, and neither does your mother's maiden last name. Okay.
And you can't give me the driver's license that's on file.
I can't, ma'am. That they should be able to help you with that.
Okay. And you said, what else do you need to ask and try to see if they change that to you?
The driver's license and the date and your mother's maiden last name doesn't match. Okay. But they do have your birthday correct. What did you say was your birthday?
October 12th, 1987.
Yeah. So they have that part right. So it probably is somebody you know.
No, it's okay. Somebody that's trying to pull a trick that I think, you know, that doesn't work. And, you know, they had... You know, with the unemployment things going on, and if I figure
so
out
much of it.
A mm-hmm. particular person, you know, because you can figure out somebody's birthday just by knowing them and their name,
right.
and just because I'm thinking that my since my last name is Braswell, that my mother's last name is Braswell,
right.
that
exactly.
it will coincide.
Right.
But if I figure out that it's who I think it is, because the person, you know, hasn't worked and they tried to, you know, was doing some type of business or unemployment thing around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I figure out who it is, it's not going to be pleasant because that's identity there.
Yeah, you understand.
Because, like
that,
I said, they're filing on it. I'm not filing it, but they're filing in my name.
I understand, ma'am. So that's the number that can help you, okay?
And what time do they open?
At 9 in the morning, ma'am.
9 a.m.? Okay.
Yeah, 9 to 5. Okay. You have a nice day, ma'am. I'm sorry for the inconvenience. You have a nice evening. Okay. Thank you.